Hi guys, on this show we're looking at Mongier, White, Kendall, Fox, Redmond, McShane, Kingsley and Winston. We're looking at 2000's Sexy Beast.
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of 100 Things We Learned from Film. I'm one of your hosts, my name's Plenty, and this brush is shit.
Hey guys, and I'm the other guy, and I have got better part than this guy.
You have indeed. Of all of the lines that I could have done, I did a line from that little kid, because the lines, I've written loads of them down, the lines in this are brilliant.
Oh, that's right.
Great writing in this.
Spunk bubble just jumps to mind.
Jesus Christ. Oh, I very nearly did the smoke bubble.
Oh, did you, man?
Right. John, how are you?
I'm all right, mate. We've got a storm, haven't we? Is it Agnes or something?
Yeah. It means Lamb of God. It means Lamb of God.
It's not happened. It's still taps half weather out there.
It's sweltering, but isn't it?
No, it's 13 degrees.
It is roasty toasty, mate, yeah.
No, I'm all right with it. How are you, mate? How are you in the new guest?
Yeah, this is only the second podcast that's been recorded in the little studio that we've got now. I need to still do some work on the sound.
Probably Casa de Plante.
the hacienda, more on that later. I'm going to do what they did on Grange Hill, and I'm going to put some egg boxes on the wall.
Oh, for sound. So Roland can play his keyboard member.
Just say no to Mrs. McCluskey. I would have said yes to Mrs. McCluskey.
She would have, back in the day. But hey,
she could have. She could have. I don't know. Taught my English.
She could have given you detention.
There you go. That's exactly right, mate.
Detention.
She could have done. Michelle from EastEnders got a 2-2. Anyway, reference for nobody. John, what are we talking about this week?
We're looking at a Sexy Beast for 2000.
Mate, I look at a Sexy Beast every time we record.
Oh, don't you make me blush.
Because there's a wee mirror just above.
Oh, you absolutely.
I'm like a little budgie.
A budgie, just be sharp and eat your trill.
Jesus Christ, who is this for? I can't believe we've been doing this for nearly 3 years.
Jesus Christ, man.
And it's the same patter.
It's
for
the same
three
shit.
Fucking years.
I know, we're going to switch off.
I assume this is how your daughters feel.
Pretty much, aye. Dad jokes, aye. I'm that guy.
John, year 2000, not much has changed, but there's boulders underwater. What could we have been talking about instead?
All the same stuff that we talked about when we spoke about Kevin Perry, but I found out a couple of new things.
Gone.
The Sale. Do you know what? I'm going to go back.
Mate, we watched it a couple of weeks ago. It was on when we didn't have the internet. We watched it on Film 4.
What?
We went through a little week of watching the 9 o'clock movie on Film 4. Uh-huh. And The Cell was on. It's fucking great fun. You like woman murder. But yeah, it's fantastic fun.
I'm going to give it a go because everybody says, no, you need to go back to it. I've said this one before. I'll say it again. Dracula 2000.
Which was it actually released in 2000? I'm pretty sure actually released the year after, but okay.
Nah, we got it down. Okay. So that's the first time I've seen Jerry Butler. Wilson! Castaway.
Oh man, nearly left the cinema. Nearly walked out on that.
Nearly done.
So much.
Nearly done. Blair Witch Project 2.
Oh man, went to the same cinema to see that. The Odeon in Leeds on the Headrow. Shout out to my West Yorkshire brethren. Jesus, that's bad. That's so bad.
Next Friday?
Oh, Next Friday's very good, yeah.
Next Friday is excellent. I like it. And your favourite film of all time, Requiem of a Dream.
I'm not doing it.
No, I'm never doing it. I'm never doing it.
That dream of her going on... Supermarket Sweep, I assume. Supermarket Sweep.
Their version.
Wheel of Fortune. Hosted by your man from Happy Madison. Happy Madison? No, that's the films, isn't it? Happy Gilmore.
Oh, Happy Gilmore.
I know it's not him, but it looks a bit like Shooter McGavin. Looks a bit like Shane McGavin. Sexy Beast, John. Any previous relationship with this one? We haven't asked that for ages. We always used to go, what was your relationship with this film? But we've just started picking films at random.
So I watched it. I didn't really like it. The only reason I liked it is because Ben Kingsley was so good in it and he was so crazy. But it was, to me, it wasn't like a standout one for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it was other ones around that were better, and I think we'll find that nothing really happens.
Absolutely. Fuck all happens, mate.
So we had attention span of an app back when I was 23.
Right.
I didn't sit with this one.
Okay. I would have been 20. I probably watched it round about 22, 23, film four kind of days. But I remember turning it off thinking, I really don't like this Don character. And I think I turned it off at the airplane bit. Seemed to get it in my head that it was much nastier than it was. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a pretty nasty bastard. In my head of 20 years ago, this was worse, mm-hmm. like nastier mm-hmm. than it actually is. Anyway, let's get into it. Listeners, you by now hopefully know what we do, unless it's your first shot, then if so, bad luck. We try and learn 100 things from the film. If you like what we do, we're going to give people a shout out at the end because they are giving us a quid a month for shout out. You can do that at patreon.com/100things, or you can go to 100100thingsweLearnFromFilm.co.uk, and you can see all our links there. Get involved. Right. Tell us if you're liking this stuff, if you're not liking this stuff. We're going to do some spoopy season stuff. I keep saying we're never going to do it. We're going to do some spoopy stuff, but we want to do spoopy stuff no one else is doing. So we're going to do The Thing and The Exorcist. Because no one's ever done those ever. We're not doing those, John.
No.
Maybe one day. Okay, so we start. We meet this guy, Gal Dove. What was Gal short for?
Galvanized.
It's me, Gal Gadot Dove. Hello, I cannot act. I don't believe in a free Palestine.
We need to set the tone on this before, because there's going to be a lot of swearing in this, because it turns out there's 21 cunts and 115 fucks.
All right, well done you.
There you go, mate. Over
nice,
you.
Good you. Work. Thank you. It's all for you, Planty. It's all for you. It's a lot of cunts, by the way.
I know half. A lot of cunts.
Right. I love this intro, by the way. He's sunbathing at his villa, and he looks atrocious.
Oh, he's terrible, isn't he?
Bloody hell. I'm sweating here. Roasting. Boiling. Baking. Sweltering. It's like a sauna. Furnace, you could fry an egg on my stomach. It actually sounds like I'm fucking cracking one off this, doesn't it?
I'll
keep my hands up while I'm doing it, John. Oh, who wouldn't lap this up? It's ridiculous. Tremendous. Fantastic. Fan Dabby Dozy Testing.
Yeah, coined by who, big man? Who's that coined by?
That is Wee Jimmy Cranky.
Wee Jimmy Cranky, big man. Love it.
The Crankies, John, Ian and Jeanette Tough. Jeanette always pretending to be Wee Jimmy, which I assume was always meant to be Ian's brother. How's Ian not been U-treed yet, my question.
Why is he getting a bit of a school kid? Kid.
I mean, his fetish is obviously a grown woman dressed as a schoolboy, which I think, is that okay?
They took it too far,
they took it too far.
Well, they were all bloody primetime Saturday night TV. They were on at one point, with Jesus Christ.
They got to number 46, John, in the UK singles chart in 1981 with the song
We Are the Crankies.
Me either. Fan Dabby Dozy, apparently.
Oh, fantastic.
Fantastic indeed. In 2003, Wee Jimmy Cranky was voted the most Scottish person in the world by readers of the Glasgow Herald.
Fuck off.
John, of course, didn't chart. I tell you what I do love, by the way, is something that Rachel watches this all the time, usually at Christmas, is the French and Saunders Phantom Menace parody where he plays the little Anakin Skywalker.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All the time. God. And I think Jennifer Saunders has got like the Qui-Gon beard on.
Aye. Looks quite good, though.
And Dawn French has got the rat tail, Obi-Wan rat tail. Fucking good. Good, good. Anyway. Yeah, he mentions there that you could fry an egg on his stomach.
Yep.
To fry an egg, the surface must be heated to at least 70 degrees C, which is 158 Fahrenheit in America, right. Which would kill him. It would kill him. SPF, I've also written down because he's got suntan lotion. SPF is a measure of ultraviolet B radiation protection. SPF's on a scale of 2 to 50 plus, which seems like the most stupid scale that you could imagine. What does your scale start at? 2. What does it end at? I don't know, 50 plus.
Right. Whatever we can sell.
Yeah, I'm not fucking sun science, man, am I? 50 plus is the strongest available, and it's what you would coat kids and ginger people with.
And tar. The hottest temperature recorded in Spain was 47 degrees on August 14th, 2021.
47 degrees?
47.6, actually. Actually. It's a hot, hot heat.
It is. It's a dry heat. He's got this wee lad helping him cleaning the pool. Put your back into it. These brushy shit.
Enrique, isn't it? Enrique.
Yeah. He could be my hero. He arguably could be the hero at the end.
I know half, eh?
We've got the Stranglers Peaches in the background, by the way.
Yep. Bet the Peaches.
It's a great song. It is. By 1977 Strong. Strong, Jesus Christ, off the album Ratus Novecius, possibly, made number 8 in the UK. And my favourite fact about this was the radio cut was re-recorded with less explicit lyrics. Clitoris, I love the pronunciation of it in there, was replaced with bikini, oh shit with oh no, and what a bummer with what a summer.
Oh, Jesus.
Fuck off.
Bummer.
Sweeping brush, John. If you want a 24-inch Bentley bulldozer, $16.99, including VAT, at screwfix.com.
Nice. I'll go with a bulldozer.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
No, it's Shop Smart.
Shop S-Smart.
S-Smart.
That's right, yeah.
Don't mix my ass.
This is the strangest thing. Like, there's so much imagery in this film that doesn't make any sense to me.
Mm-hmm. But
I assume that this bit is just so that they have an excuse for where to bury the body.
Yes, because as you're right, because it wasn't I was halfway through. I remembered what was going to happen. I thought, it's blatantly how they're going to get away with it.
So he nearly gets Indiana Jones here, doesn't he?
I like the way they had the idea that the camera inside the rock as it's rolling in.
Oh, I like that a lot. Nah, yeah, that's a really good kind of... Yeah, it's a really good technique. This boulder goes over him, lands in the pool, cracks the tiles. Him and Enrique both drive in to move it, which I think is hilarious. They're going to be able to move this. Dee Dee arrives back home.
And he tries to talk to her underwater.
He's going... Boulder, as if she doesn't know what it is.
Oh, that's funny.
And he comes up. What's that? He goes, it's a boulder. And he goes, I think I've got the fucking bends.
Did you hear that as well? I thought that as well, but I thought, what the fuck? Oh, she was driving a Mazda 5, by the way.
She was driving a Mazda 5. I knew I'd got that somewhere, but I couldn't quite
see it. That was nice. I like the Mazda 5.
Yeah, not, I don't like it quite as much as the car that comes up a little bit later on, by the way. I like that one a lot more.
The Porsche?
The bends, John, is decompression sickness, also called generalized barotrauma, or the bends, refers to injury caused by a rapid decrease in the pressure that surrounds you of air, either air or water. So it occurs most commonly in scuba or deep sea divers, although it can also occur during high altitude or unpressurized air travel. And you do not get the bends, I can assure you, listeners, from 10 foot of water, because there's just not enough pressure.
Unless you're listening to Radiohead at a time.
Funny you should mention that, John. The Bends was the second studio album of said indie rock band. Gold in Argentina, Belgium, Italy, and where, John?
The Netherlands!
Correct.
And happiest place on earth.
Platinum in the UK, the US, Canada A, and New Zealand present. An average of 25 to 50 people are killed by landslides each year in the United States. Arguably not enough. An average of 28 landslides are reported every year in the UK, and the financial losses incurred are estimated to exceed £10 million a year, apparently.
There you go.
According to landslides.co.uk. It's not, but that would be good, wouldn't it? That would be really funny, if it was.
Well, that rest and be thankful, man. That's forever bloody getting...
Yeah.
Covered.
I know it, yeah. Yeah, was there snow there when you went in the middle of summer this year?
Very much.
That night, H and... Is she called Debbie?
H and Jackie.
H and Jackie arrived. Now, this H character, by the way, when I watched it the first time, I thought, I fucking hate him. But, like, he's one of these guys that you would meet in the pub that's got all the tall tales. Well, and he believes what he's saying.
When he first started speaking, I couldn't understand what he was saying. I still don't know what the dialogue was at the first conversation. I got it eventually, but...
He's talking about the water. He's talking about the coloured lights in the water.
Is that what he's talking about?
The colour you can have in the water. He said, you can have all sorts of colours. You can have blue. You can have aquamarine. You can have green. You can have tangerine. You can have... And all the way through, they're kind of like... Is he at it? Like all the every time he talks, they're all going, is he at it? And he just strikes me as one of these characters that would, he's so dry that you don't know if he actually believes what he's saying, if he's stupid,
totally.
Or if he's actually a comedy genius.
Yeah, true. Bye.
What I do know about H is he's a piece of shit until he gets the chance to not be a piece of shit anymore.
Yeah, oh no,
he's a real fucking coward.
Coward.
Until
really
he
is.
Isn't. He's going on about this war. Gal's burning this food, by the way, in the barbecue. It's going on, isn't it?
Fancy a sausage? I'm like, no, thanks.
That gave me the absolute fucking...
I know, you're not meant to cook on it until the bloody end of the hungry's die doing, so...
Correct, absolutely.
God knows what he's doing.
And because we're a public service broadcast?
Prawncast.
Throw another shrimp on the barbie, John. We have got some barbecue tips for you. Always keep a bucket of water or sand nearby for emergencies. Keep your grill on an open, level surface away from your home, any other structure with an overhang, or any outdoor decor, such as furniture or umbrellas. And unlike Gal, regularly clean your grill and tray below it to prevent fat and grease from building up, which I assume is why this is a fucking flamethrower.
As soon as any fat adds it, it's just up in a wish, isn't it? I'm like, nah, you're all right.
Even under the grill, that'll happen, won't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know. Are you going to stick with the plane? He says for the water I've written here. Or are you just going to stick with the plane? That actor's Scottish, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah. Sad, really, really sad. He died before the film was released.
Oh.
So he died in 99 after filming it. Died before it was released. Which is a shame because I think probably you'd watch that and go, I was all right in that. Nice. I was pretty good in that. Yeah. We've got Gal's voiceover. People say, don't you miss it, Gal? And I say, what, England? Nah, fucking place. It's a dump. Don't make me laugh. Grey, grimy, sooty. What a shithole. What a toilet. Every cunt with a long face shuffling about, moaning, all worried. No thanks, it's not for me. They say, what's it like then, Spain? And I'll say, it's hot. Hot. Oh, it's fucking hot. average temperature, John, where this was filmed, the highest average temperature is 29 degrees in August.
Nice. Now do you?
Yeah, that'll do me. It's filmed in a place, a little village called Agua Amarga. A population of 400 people. It's a fishing village, and 19th century, it was famous for its iron.
What?
Any old iron. Ray Winston.
On the steamers.
The next day, the wee boy's out with H and Gal. Shh, they're hunting wabbits.
The wabbits. Waskawee wabbits.
They laugh at this kid when his gun doesn't fire right. H has a go with this repeater rifle. By the way, both times I laughed just as much as they're laughing at H, and he pulls the repeater,
didn't he?
Aye. and it just completely drops out matches. The bottom. And he's saying to Dee Dee, his wife, later on, he's like, cowboy gun. Too right, it was a fucking cowboy gun. Clank. And I like clank.
I like the way that they like, look at the man with the blunderbuss.
Oh, yeah. He's not going to get anything with that blunderbuss. At dinner, they're talking about what they're going to have to eat, and he's like, I'm going to have the calamari. I'll have that chicken thing. And it's a thing that you always do in restaurants. I'm going to have the chicken. What chicken thing? I didn't see no chicken thing.
And they go, oh,
yeah, I'll just have the calamari. calamari, John, is a Spanish delicacy, and it's deep-fried battered squid rings.
Yep.
I would rather have it not deep-fried. I know it's not for you anyway.
Nah. No, I like calamari.
I do.
I always have it. Tapas?
Mm, yeah. I'd rather have it marinated and grilled, personally. Well, like a nice chili and oil. But, yeah. Oh, I could go for that.
Jubbly.
Jackie and H arrive, and they look like they've seen a ghost. Jackie orders a brandy. Turns out they've had a call, a job. They want Gal and no one else. And he points out he's retired. But the bad news is the call was from Don Logan.
Don Logan, yeah.
It's like, oh, just tell him I'm grateful. Tell him thank you, but I don't want it. You can tell him yourself. He's coming tomorrow. We're picking him up from the airport. And this hell, like this look of hell on everyone's face. Everybody's battered.
Yep.
And until you know, you're like, you know, who is he? What is he? You know,
it's kind of been that bad.
Yeah, very much so.
It reminded me of... So, see when I watched that again,
yeah,
and I'm trying to think of Don, I know he's bad, but instantly, and Bruce comes to my head, and Ray finds Harry, sort of same idea, came out of my head, and like, oh, fuck, it's a different film, but it's just, to me, it's pretty much...
Very similar kind of similar. Gangster.
Aye.
Yeah. But my argument here is Harry is at least a bit of a human.
Aye, yeah, whereas Don's...
And I don't think Don's human at all.
I don't think he's right.
He has got some problems.
And this is where you see Ben Kingsley, the range man. Mm-hmm. The range, darling.
Yeah, I've got the range, darling. Gal has this dream that a creature that looks like Frank the Rabbit is coming to shoot him, and it's riding on a mule. And I've written Donkey Darko?
I've got that written down at the bottom. Yeah, the imaginary bunny looks like the bunny for Donnie Darko. That's exactly
donkey,
like...
So it's Donkey Darko.
That's good.
Thank you very much. Gal wakes up and tells Dee Dee he's going to tell him no and send him on his way. By the way, did you see when he was eating this calamari, it looked like really shit onion rings.
Aye. Yeah, that was the calamari.
It disgusting.
You could see it tearing. It didn't tear like that. No, it just was stringy.
The next day, we meet Don, who, of course, John, you've already pointed out, is the always brilliant Ben Kingsley. But bearing in mind, the Ben Kingsley that demanded on the back of, and I think I've said this a number of times before, on the back, at the end of Species, that he was credited as Sir Ben Kingsley.
Oh, really?
And you look on the credits, he's Sir Ben Kingsley. I think Species is one we could do.
I'd be up for it. Yeah. No, definitely be up for it. Sir Ben Kingsley. What a guy. Or Mr. Slattery. What's his name? Slattery for Iron Man.
Oh, The fake Mandarin. Yeah.
He's fucking brilliant.
he's quite good in that, in fairness, yeah. I equally love and hate this trousers and short sleeve white shirt combo he wears all through the film.
He always holds his jacket as well.
Yeah,
he never wears it.
It made me feel really uncomfortable, like this outfit. And what made me feel even more uncomfortable was he's got a number of these.
Yeah.
He wears a different one every day. Mm-hmm. Is his case just full of this? Because
that's what he wears.
Is he Ian Malcolm?
Aye.
What's going on there? Gal tells we Enrique to stay away for a few days. So he obviously cares for the kid. You can see that.
Yeah.
But we never get much further kind of past that.
There's never really any
opportunity to kind of build on that. Mm-hmm. Don arrives, got to change my shirt. It's sticking to me. I'm sweating like a cunt. which is probably one of the best opening lines. It's really uncomfortable because he's got zero crack. It's really awkward. Like, H is like, oh, what about your brother? Oh, yeah, I guess he's all right. You know, how's he getting on? Well, you'll have to ask him. Fucking hell.
He's not got time for small talk, is he?
No, he just doesn't. He doesn't work, and people can't be comfortable around him, kind of thing.
Aye. He's mentally unstable, man.
He explains... they do a little tour. H takes the women out, doesn't he? He takes the girls out. He's like, we're going for something to eat. He's like, ain't I invited? And he's like, no. And he's like, I mean, yeah, of course you are. But he really doesn't want him to go. And then he does that really uncomfortable thing some people do where they demand that you take some money off them for something. And you don't kind of want, because that puts you in their debt kind of thing. You don't want it. Oh, I hate it.
Yeah.
So this is a Spanish villa, is it? the old hacienda. The hacienda means an old Spanish estate, which this blatantly is not. It's just a villa.
Nah. It's lovely, though. Nice view. Bye. Nice.
The Hacienda Club, John, opened by Thatcher Records in 1982, closed in 1997. It's been demolished and now is flats.
Wow.
Yeah. Before it was a club, the Hacienda was a yacht builder's shop and warehouse. There you go. The things you expect. They're drinking San Miguel beer. 1890, the Mahao family started Mahao Beer Company. And in 1953, Philippines brewery San Miguel bought them out. The San Miguel that we know and tolerated on your stag do is actually a Filipino beer. That is astonishing to me.
Man.
Absolutely astonishing.
I think that's why I like to stick to soul. You know what you're getting with soul?
Mate, that lassie in the bar, that lassie in the bar when we were on the stag day, and we'd had enough of that awful, watered-down, rank San Miguel, and I was like, can we just get some bottles? What's your bottles deals? And she was like, you're going to have 5 bottles of soul for €5. And I was like, it's like I'm a teenager again. And I was like, I loved soul as a teenager. And she was like, okay, granddad, whatever. Do you want it or what? I was like, fuck's sake. Yes, man. I'll have 2 buckets of salt, please.
Loved it. Love salt.
You boys were much happy to see. He explains, look, he says, I'm retired. I don't want to do it. I'm retired. And he's like, you can't be retired. You know, I want you to do it. You're the person to do it. John, with that in mind, and with you so close to retirement age, I thought we'd do a quiz.
What?
Yeah. Now, this one's a little bit different to usual. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a country, and I need you to guess if the retirement age is lower or higher than the previous one mentioned.
Okay, right.
You just go, is it higher or lower, John, my love? Okay. Higher or lower. So we're going to start, John. We're going to start there, my love, with the United Kingdom, John. Do you know what? I'm not going to keep doing it because I can't do it anyway. Do you know what
Is it 67 now?
Oh, John, it's still 66.
Is it? Oh,
yeah, the last time retirement had a team. Yeah. So, Turkey, John, is it lower. Higher or lower?
Lower.
It's lower. It's 60. 60.
So anybody's lower than fucking the UK, man. So we work today.
John, Sri Lanka, is it higher or lower than Turkey at 60?
Sri Lanka. I'm going to go higher.
John, it's lower. It's considerably lower. 55.
What?
Yeah.
Let's move to Sri Lanka.
Well, because they don't live Sri Lanka. 55. Wait. Morocco, John, is it higher or lower than 55?
They're all richer there, though. Higher.
Yeah. Any guesses what number?
I'd say 59.
Oh, 63. John, Peru, higher or lower than 63?
Oof, lower.
It is. It's 60. Well done. Last two. Turkmenistan, which I can assure you is a proper country.
Turkmenistan. Lower.
It is higher. 62. And finally, John, Spain.
Lower.
Oh, it's higher. 65.
Oh, fuck's sake,
so
man.
You got a big fat 3 out of that. Not bad.
I'm worried about it.
Not terrible. Not great.
I'm just tired.
That's all right. Yeah, I'm fucking sick.
Retired.
I'm so tired.
Retired.
Yeah, Yeah, so Don's having none of it. He doesn't want to offend him, but he's not having any of it. He tells him about the job. I really like the delivery in this, and I haven't done it in the write-up. But it's really weird because he's telling the story to Gal, but throughout this telling of the story, he's being told by Stan. Don's being told by Stan, isn't he?
I know what you mean.
And it's a really good kind of mix of the way that people kind of tell a story. I liked it. Mm. Stan Higgins is this character with the big glasses and the cigarette. I think they really missed a trick not having Mike Reed here.
Oh, I know.
Would that have been a good Mike Reed?
That would have been a good move. I know, therefore.
He wants a team of 8 lads, strong, capable, and won't complain. Sounds like a night out with you, John.
I was going to say it sounds like the lads for the Italian job, but I smashed that dude. Nobody complains.
The job is for Mr. Black Magic himself, Teddy Bass.
Teddy Bass. What a name? Teddy Bass.
Mr. Black Magic himself.
He fucking looked good. He looked good, though.
Of course he looked good.
Oh, he looked great.
Of course he looked good. He looked fantastic. Teddy was invited to an orgy, and he said it was fucking incredible. I've not written all this because I didn't want to say wanking on the podcast. Arses everywhere, doing everything. It was like ancient Rome. Teddy sat next to Harry, the chairman of Imperial Emblat, a massive safety deposit company.
Yeah, I looked up.
No, not real. And he goes, men or women? Oh, definitely. it's James Fox, of course, whose son has just, to date this a little bit, whose son has today or yesterday been kicked off of GB News.
GB News,
I
know.
How much of a fucking prick do you have to be to not get on
oh,
GB
News? God, I. No, it's really
I
bad.
Wouldn't mind going on as old Wokey of the Week. That'd be pretty
cool.
Because
Wokey
I would just.
Of the week.
I'd pull the pin on the grenade I was holding and I'd take them all with me, mate. that would be looking. I'm the Mujahideen and I'm making a scene. Now you're going to know what the boom boom means. They would absolutely shit. A party poppers come out. They would shit it, man.
He's going to see something inappropriate. Like, fuck off.
Oh, man. Anything's better than this film.
Aye.
There's this really weird shot here, by the way, of Lovejoy stark as in the rain.
I assume,
was he getting it? Was he?
I don't know if he was getting
shagged.
I don't know if he was getting it or giving it.
He wasn't. Definitely wasn't giving it.
Are you sure?
No, because you could see his kind of like his hands and that.
Right.
He was on all fours. I think he was meant to be getting it. And I think, you know, the kind of thing he's. And again, we're talking 23 years ago, listeners. We didn't really probably quite have the balls we've got in filmmaking today to do that. But that was quite interesting. And
why?
You know, for McShane to do that, and he's a great actor. He's a very good actor.
He's really good in this, but it was a throwaway scene as well because it was just a sort of cut in and then cut back out again.
Yeah, but that I thought that was weird. But he's you know the spit everywhere, isn't he? He's snarling, the spit coming out of his gob and all that. It's really good. Ian McShane, of course, not that one. We know. We covered in something else, John Wick. We did a bit of the
John Wick,
So I'm pretty sure I haven't covered anything that we did before on that one. He studied acting at RADA with John Hurt, who he shared a flat with. So he's a proper lovey. Lovejoy, of course, is the program about Jack the Lad antique dealer who also used to solve mysteries. Yes, younger and overseas listeners, I know. But in 1990s, this was appointment viewing.
Oh, everybody loved it, didn't it? It was the boon of its time, wasn't it?
It was the boon of its time. Except the theme tune wasn't by Jim Diamond. I should have known better. In a 2010 interview with The Independent, Ian McShane said of Lovejoy, "I haven't watched it for ages, but when I do, occasionally, it stands up very well because of the quality of the writing." He says, before adding it was a difficult role to shake off. "I escaped the shadow by not doing any television for 4 years. Otherwise, as soon as people see you on screen, they say, oh, it's Lovejoy again." Does he collect antiques? "I don't. I like modern Italian furniture." And this final bit of the interview I read in The Independent. "And so your life goes on to another phase. I never wanted a life of having a nice house, driving around, settling down. I hate that expression. What is it? National treasure? Is he a national treasure? No, please. I'd have to get on a fucking plane and never come back if I ever get considered one of those." So that, you know, like before I read that, I'd written down question mark national treasure. But I'm not going to say it now.
Danny.
What I'm saying.
Otherwise, it'll be Unlovejoy for you.
Yeah, he has production credits on Lovejoy, so he still makes money off of it.
Oh,
apparently, yeah, production credits. Ian McShane's dad, Harry McShane, was a footballer for Blackburn Rovers, Huddersfield Town, Bolton Wanderers, Man United, and Oldham Athletic. Oh, the glamour. And he won the first division title with Man United in 1951-52 season. There you go.
Nice. Clean theme.
Next scene, he's sat outside this massive vault. It looks like a Bond villain lair, doesn't it?
It really does, doesn't it? That's a bit wee eerie, isn't it?
It looks like Gru's waiting to go in to see the bank manager.
Aye, pretty much, aye. Or Jason Bourne's going to walk out with a red satchel.
He goes to a deposit box and he places in there this packet of Dunhill cigarettes, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I've not seen Dunhill for a long time.
I also haven't. Thanks, Harry. I was looking for somewhere safe for that. It's been in the family for so many years, and I know it'll be perfectly safe with you. And it's kind of like he is at it. He's absolutely at it.
Oh, God, aye.
Dunhill Fags, founded in London, 10th of March, 1907, when tobacconist and inventor Alfred Dunhill opened a small tobacconist shop on Duke Street in St. James's. It was designed to counter any perceived health risk and had the world's first a cotton wool filter tip.
Ooh.
Its slogan was the hygienic cigarette.
That's terrible.
Isn't it? It had a royal warrant until 1995, which I assume means the Queen Mother smoked them because she were a game old bird, wasn't she?
Oh, aye, God, aye. Jesus.
Fag and a gin. Oh, Harry knows he's up to something, but he isn't bothered because he knows how safe it is. It's impregnable. Teddy tells Stan how impressive it is, but it's doable.
So there's
a plan here. Don explains that gals needed in London Friday. The job is Saturday. And I've written this verbatim. Well, that's a bit sudden, isn't it? No, it's very far from sudden. Teddy's been working on this for 5 months, and I've been in on it for two. It's not sudden. Preparation, preparation, preparation. As far as the job's concerned, a monkey could do it, which is why I thought of you. It's kind of like, fucking hell, a bit of a joke for once. Mm. You'll be with me on this. It was at this point I thought of our really, really good mate and show regular, Paul Payne.
Oh.
Dumb. And I did actually message Paul and I went, I'm watching you on the telly.
Did you really?
I did, and he wasn't offended at all. Or at least brilliant. That's what he tells me. I think he might be sending anthrax up in the post.
It'd be your own fault.
With a comic. At least I'll get a comic with the anthrax. It'd be a brilliant cosplay for Paul, if you're listening, this is a great cosplay for you. It's cheap as well. Just get some slacks, get a white shirt, just wander around calling him, no, 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 no. Fucking brilliant. He's like, you're at the Grosvenor, your name is Roundtree, like the Smarties, like Shaft. Shaft. Okay.
Shaft.
Roundtree the confectioner's John, based in York, and created fruit pastels in 1881, the Kit Kat and Aero in 1935. What a year that was,
oof,
by the way.
Man.
And Smarties in 1937.
Nice.
Richard Roundtree's debut film role was Shaft in 1970. He's played the character in five films, including that terrible Netflix one last year. Did you watch that?
No. Is that the one where they do them all? Is there no three of them or something?
Samuel Jackson's back in that one. Oh, and there's like a baby Shaft.
Baby Shaft.
Yeah.
Baby Shaft.
Yes. Absolutely. Seven made for TV movies as well. There you go.
Right.
I mean, he's been in a lot more stuff. He's in Cue the Winged Serpent, which is a fucking great film.
Oh, God, sure, yes.
Cue the Winged Serpent.
Ah, I love it, man.
Yeah. Previous episode of Greatness, by the way. Huh? It is, yeah.
Greatness. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, you're the egg guard, are you? I see. anyway. There's some arguing between the pair of them, and they head out for a drink. In this bar, by the way, he looks like... what's his name out of the In-Betweeners, doesn't he? I was expecting to get up and do that dance.
Aye.
In the bar, they're playing Cuba. You know, Cuba. Do, 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 do. It's a song by the Gibson Brothers from 1978. The French Brothers, or originally Martinique, are Chris, Patrick, and Alex Frankfort. Like the sausage.
Like the sausage?
Yeah. It made it in the charts, John, to number 32 where?
And Frankfurt?
No, that would be good.
Netherlands.
Correct, yeah. 25 in the Stupid Sexy Flanders Ultra Pop chart. 22 in West Germany. And number 1 in Finland.
Nice.
So thanks to Mika Häkkinen for that one. Don explains he's missed his plane and he's staying the night. He also points out that he fucked Jackie and he's tempted to tell H. Durin, you're not going to believe this. She tried to put her finger up my bum. I almost hit the woof. they head to the beach.
But he's like, don't tell anybody.
yeah, but don't tell anybody. Like, he must go through, like, changing his mind on this 20, 30 times a day.
Oh, aye. Aye. He's a flip-flopper.
The acting here is amazing, by the way. This is big line of, shut up, you cunt, you louse. You got some fucking neck, ain't you? Retired? Fuck off, you're revolting. Look at your suntan, it's leather. It's like leather, man, your skin. We could make a fucking suitcase out of you, like a crocodile, fat bastard. You're like a fucking Idi Amin. It's a bit racist. You know what I mean? Stay here, you should be ashamed of yourself. Who do you think you are? King of the castle, cock of the walk, and he fucking bunches it. Yeah. What do you think this is? Wheel of fucking fortune. You think you can make your dough and fuck off, leave the table. Thanks, Don. See you, Don. Off to sunny Spain now, Don. Fuck off, Don. Lying in your pool like a fat blob, laughing at me. You think I'm going to have that? You really think I'm going to have that, you ponce? All right, I'll make it easy for you. God knows you're fucking trying. Are you going to do the job? It's not a difficult question. Are you going to do the job? Yes or no? Yes. Fuck off, wanker. You're going it.
There's a lot going on, man.
It's such, like...
It's so intense.
Yeah, it is really intense.
Super intense. I actually feel awkward watching it.
Oh, because he's got no interpersonal skills.
Yeah, he's talking at him.
They get back to the villa and they're all sat around and H is going, you should have seen the steak, Don. So big, couldn't finish it. And that waiter, he liked you, didn't he, Jackie? He liked you. Oh, he liked you as well, Dee Dee. He was a bit masculine, wasn't he? Stop it. It's okay awkwardly.
It's awkward rambling, that, isn't it? Yeah, I like it, though, but it's awkward rambling.
They all end up hiding from Don in the kitchen, which is pretty good. That night, Don's in the toilet and he pisses on the floor on purpose, which is nearly as bad as throwing up into the bathroom. When you first meet somebody and you first go to their flat, John. Still feel bad about that. But why I hate this the most is it's a carpeted bathroom floor.
Oh, why? And that shouldn't be allowed anyway.
Your nana's looking at this and going, that was
especially
nice.
With that surround. Remember that bit that used to sit on the bowl?
Yeah, fucking hell, mate. Oh, stinking.
Oh, God.
He's arguing with himself in the mirror because he's got massive mental problems. He works himself up so much of a frenzy, runs into the bedroom and just paggers gal in his sleep. And he's like, I'll be downstairs.
Aye. Dee Dee's like, get out, fucking.
Yeah. He's like, I'm happy. Look, you know, I'm happy here. I won't let you be happy. Why should I? Fucking hell, mate.
I know.
Gal refuses to do the job and explains he knows Don is here, not just for him, but for Jackie too. Don absolutely loses his rag and demands a taxi.
Yeah. Oh, it's a nerve, isn't it?
It's all done, kind of thing. And then you see him at the airport while everyone's sat. He's stood, hunched, isn't he? Just fucking angry, just quaking with anger. And you think, man, someone's getting fucking done here.
Millard. Somebody's getting proper Millard.
Yeah. Oh, man. On the plane, he's smoking and he refuses to put out his cigarette when the hostess asks him. The guy behind him says, why don't you just put it out? What's that, Sancho? You want me to cut your fucking hands off and put it out on them? I'll put it in your eyeball if that's more agreeable. arguably, the worst bit is calling him Sancho, but then all the rest of the stuff bad as well.
It's pretty bad,
He storms out when the lads come to kick him off the plane. We see him in custody. Police officers, look, this is very serious. He goes, oh, it's very serious indeed. when I was putting my case up, he touched my front bottom.
I know.
That steward, the one with the guilty look. I had to sit down. I was so perturbed. I left my tits up at least twice. I was shaking like a leaf. without thinking I'll lit up a cigarette to calm my nerves. Now, I'm sure he's not representative of all Spanish people. I don't want to have to press charges. I don't want to have to speak to the consulate. It's brilliant and awful. And would you fucking believe it? They've let him out.
Aye. Oh, God, aye.
Fucking
played the harassment cat. Played it well.
Oh, man, absolutely he did.
Yeah. This is before the Me Too movement as well.
Well, considerably, yeah. I've just realised we haven't had any facts for a little while.
Well, I can throw one in.
Come on, please do.
Jonathan Glazer directed it, and he also directed Under the Skin with Scarlett Johansson.
That is so weird, mate. I had just gone back to the bit where I've got Jonathan Glazer debut. He'd also done Birth with Nicole Kidman. Under the Skin, the mental Scarlett Johansson as an alien shagging blokes in a van down the Shields Road in Glasgow. But his best work is that Virtual Insanity Jamiroquai video.
The Mervyn Floors. Yeah, that's brilliant. I loved that.
And also Radiohead's Karma Police.
Nah, it's still a good one.
Yeah, but it's a real shame he didn't put the two together and run JK down with a classic American car. Love that, man. Amanda Redmond's Dee Dee, by the way. We haven't given her enough credit here. She had a really good couple of years in cinema. She's... Mrs. Bassett in Mike Bassett, England Manager, the year after this.
Oh, really?
Which is a fucking very fun film. We'll do one day. There's a lot of good stuff in that. Rachel noticed the scar on her arm the first watch, and it turns out she's badly scarred on her left arm as a result of an accident when she was 18 months old. She was scalded by a pan of boiling hot turkey and vegetable soup. It's very specific.
Oh, Jesus.
Suffered burns to 75% of her body. But her arm is the only part that has been permanently affected.
That's weird, because you could see it, and she was in that. Yeah. Is it Old Dogs, where all the old actors?
Where you sing the theme tune.
Aye, Dennis Waterman.
Alan Armstrong, we like him. He's good. Yeah, National Treasure.
Yeah. Aye. Yeah, there was loads of folk in it. Yeah.
The trauma was so severe that she was pronounced clinically dead.
What?
I mean, not the trauma from this film, but also the trauma from this film. She is a winner of the Clotaudis Award for Best Actress for this. The Clotaudis Awards are for independent cinema.
I can never find a Clotaudis.
No, well, you never will with that attitude. Look at her Clotaudis. Fucking hell.
I'm sorry, mate.
No, it's great. It's I like it.
It is what it is.
H says, problem with the plane, Don. You're the problem. You're the fucking problem. You fucking Dr. White honking jamrag fucking spunk bubble. I'm telling you, H, you keep looking at me and I'll put you in the fucking ground. I promise you.
Oof, it's starting to go, isn't it?
And he runs over to Gal. Not this time, Gal. No. You made me look like a right fucking cunt. He glasses Gal and leaves him lying on the floor. Enrique shows up and points the gun from earlier at Don. You better shoot me if you're going to point a gun at me. He takes the gun off the kid and gives him a proper, butt of the gun to the face, doesn't he?
Yeah.
We see Dee Dee with a shotgun pointed at Don, and we smash cut to the Grosvenor House Hotel in the rain, of course.
Yep. Yep. Wondering what's going on, what's happened.
Gal is sleeping when the phone rings, and we see him being driven to the job, where we see a bunch of lads, but all the dialogues drown out. Gal and Stan are talking to Teddy. They say they haven't seen Don. Gal explains Don left Thursday and called him to say he'd landed in Heathrow. They seem to accept it, and Gal and the rest of the gang are eating at this Chinese restaurant. He calls Dee Dee and explains there's just one more day and he'll be home. He tells her over and over that he loves her and says, just say my name. It's the morning of the job and Gal's eating breakfast. Teddy joins him. He wants to once again know what Don said. He's not happy and doesn't think Don called from Heathrow. Teddy explains Don never flew out of Spain. He checked.
Yep.
We see a flashback to the night and Dee Dee pulls the trigger. John?
Blammo! Make me still want off.
Indeed. Teddy takes it on board, laughs and leaves. Back in the room, Gal packs his bag in a hurry, stressed, and the next scene he's off to the job, which is being done from a sauna and a Turkish bath.
A Turkish bath, yeah. Job. God, aye.
Now, this scene's got a lot of underwater digging and moving rubble. They've got lads drilling in teams. Gal breaks through and at the end of the tunnel sees the gutshot Don dying. And we're then taken back to the villa. We see Gal punching him and Dee Dee kicking Don until he tells Jackie he loves her, only for her to start kicking fuck out of him as well.
No, he's dead in front.
He's like, help me, you can't.
Help me.
Yeah, Jackie shoots Don in the chest, and with his final breath, I fuck Jackie, ask her, she'll tell you. And H grabs the boulder above his head and says, well, I'm going to fuck you now. And it's H's redemption. It's great.
I really enjoyed that. I was like, thank God, man. So that scene, I didn't realise there was such a thing as an underwater pneumatic drill. I don't think there actually is.
Well, yes, I did a little bit of work on this, by the way. Nemo Power Tools do a series of underwater drills and tools. All prices are on application, and for some reason, I couldn't tell you why, they have yet to answer an email from 100thingsfilmpod@gmail.com.
Bastards.
Yeah, they've obviously looked at it and gone, that's those cunts that do that podcast that we've heard so much about.
Although I did find out that Samuel Ingersoll, love that name, invented a pneumatic drill in 1871.
Oh, very good work. Fantastic stuff.
No, thank you, Samuel Ingersoll.
Yeah, thank you. Is that not what you put on your piles?
No pneumatic drill, no.
I mean, that'd fucking fix him. So down in the flooded vault, the gang are taking jewels, money, gold, pearl necklace. Right.
Hey.
One lad's got this urn and he shakes it. And when he opens it up, all these ashes float out. He's like, whoa, you fucking jack. What did you expect?
I know. Somebody had nudie 40s as well. Did you see that?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
This must have been blackmailing somebody.
There was a lot of notes that we don't have anymore, wasn't there? There was a lot of, like, really old £50 notes. And
just like floating underneath us.
£20 notes. When Don takes the £20 notes out of his pocket, they look like they're sweated together. They look horrible, don't they?
It's the big ones, isn't it?
The big ones.
Massive ones.
Yeah. Remember paper money?
Real paper money.
Gal nabs these ruby earrings, and in the next scene, the boys are all in the bar celebrating. Teddy's asked to make a speech. Gentlemen, you're all cunts. Great line. I might. That might be my leaving speech when I leave my next.
Oh God, aye, therefore.
Teddy and Stan talk to Gal. What's with the bag? You shooting off? He said, I've got a plane to catch. Teddy offers him a lift in his fantastically beautiful, as you said, John, Porsche 911 Carrera.
Nice. That's a beautiful car.
The year after this, of course, that would be a less popular car, certainly in America. You wouldn't want to be driving around in a 911, would you?
Oh, God,
it's been a long time since you've done 911 chat.
Yeah.
I knocked it on the head for a little bit because it seemed a little bit disrespectful, but I actually couldn't give a fuck.
No, it's just not that long past, is it?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it's still yet to come. It's still only the 28th of the 9th, mate.
No, I'm talking about last year.
It's not the 9th of the 11th.
It's still fresh.
Still hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's really disrespectful. We really shouldn't do it. What are you going to do? They stop off at Rutland Mews West, SW7. A real place, John, Rutland Mews West.
Right?
Yeah. It's a gated mews street with four houses in it. And according to a website that sounds like I've made it up, but I haven't, everchangingmews.com, which I think might have been a Richard Brier's sitcom in the
80s. Oh, you should have went there. Everything Changes But Mews.
Oh, very good. Yeah. See? This is why they like you and hate me. I mean, there's a number of reasons they hate me. 9/11 amongst it. I didn't do it, listeners. I did. I couldn't have put that together at the age of 21.
He was in the audience at the time. He's got a perfect alibi.
Age of 21. I was working in the kitchen. I was working as a waitress in a cocktail bar. I was working as a kid in a kitchen when it happened, and I got fuck all work done that day because nobody came in the restaurant.
And
I just spent all my time in the office watching it.
Jesus, we were just thinking, sat.
Yeah. According to everchangingmuse.com, a high explosive bomb fell onto Ennismore Gardens round the corner from the Mews in World War II. There you go.
That's it.
I don't know why they told us that, but they did. I guess that's...
It's a need-to-know basis, and you need to know.
We do need to know. He rings the bell, and it's Harry from the vaults place. He says, 5 a.m, what are you doing? Teddy explains he needs his help. Something's happened. Harry fixes Gal a drink, and Teddy shoots him between the eyes.
It's pretty messy, isn't it?
Gets him good. Teddy asks where Don is. I know he didn't get on the plane, and I know he got on the plane, and he got off. And then I don't know where he is. I'm assuming he's still in Spain. And you can kind of see in something that he says there, he knows that they've done for Dom. He says, I'm not into this anymore, Ted. Back in the car, Teddy asks how much Don said he would be on. He says, he wasn't specific. He says, well, I'm giving you a tenner.
Aye.
And he gives him, he's like, I've only got 20. Have you got change? You got
a change. takes a change
off him. You've just done like millions upon millions here. And drops him off at a bus stop. He says, this is Teddy's last lines. If I cared, Gal, if I cared, if I gave a solitary fuck about Don, get out of the fucking car. It's great. It's really good.
It really is good, isn't it?
And then back at the villa, H is giving it big, and I've written the whole thing down. With this pill, you say you take it, and that's it. Your hair doesn't grow. You don't go bald. It stays the same. You have your hair cut once, in whatever style you want, and it stays like that for the rest of your natural life. It's completely revolutionary. Oh, what if you get fed up with your style, you Burke? Well, that's where the antidote comes in. This whole process is reversible. You just take a different pill. Now, I'm not saying this is going to happen next year, but it will happen. It's definitely coming. Hairdressers are shitting themselves.
That's a bit alleged.
Now, they did a test with these 3 monkeys. They gave them all Beatles-style haircuts. Why did they give them Beatles-style haircuts? And they've been living with them for the last 3 years, and apparently they're very happy with it.
Such a weird conversation.
Who's written that? Whoever's written that deserves some sort of fucking award.
Oh, brilliant.
We see Dee Dee with the ruby earrings in and Don's voiceover. I told you you'd do the job. You were right, technically, Don, but you're dead, so shut up. And we see a zoom through the tunnel under the pool. Donkey Darko smashing up the wooden crate. It's got Don just having a cigarette in it.
And look, give him a side look and then just look forward again as if fuck off.
It's pretty good. I like that a lot, yeah.
And that's it.
Did you enjoy watching it for the podcast?
No, it wasn't one of my favourites. I do like a lot of the lines in it. I do like the acting in it. It makes me awkward. But for the show, there was nothing. There wasn't enough. I don't think it was enough.
Fair enough. Song, by the way, at the very end. I had a good time, but again, I'd never seen it all the way through. So I did enjoy it, and I didn't actually realise it was a heist film. And I know that's all we ever fucking do these days. We love a heist film, but they're great fun. I did enjoy it. I never need to watch it again.
Oh, yeah.
No, I never need to watch it again. But why has he done so little work, this guy? Why has he directed so few films?
I know.
I assume just because he's an auteur. It's got to be just his style.
Must be.
Yeah, the song, by the way, at the end is Sway. Sway Me More. Originally written and recorded by Luis Demetrio and Pablo Beltran Ruiz, who I think used to play for Blackburn as well. And they recorded it in 1954 with Pedro Infante. It's also been covered by, this version specifically is the big version, Dean Martin, who released it in 1954, because they always released them like the same fucking year, with English lyrics, made the UK 6th and the US 15th. Also charted in Hungary in 2020 at 36.
What?
Fuck knows what was going on in Hungary. Maybe Hungary's fascist Hungary has finally caught up with the rest of the country. But the version we all know is just in this fantastic mix of things that just work together. Was the 1999 version, Shaft, Mucho Mambo, Sway by Shaft. There you go, Shaft.
What?
Shaft. And that one charted all over the fucking shop, mate, including number one in New Zealand present. Okay. Right, I would like to say that's all I've got, but I think I've got a couple more bits. John, have you got any more?
I'll go. So, smoking in restaurants was banned in Spain in January 2011, but in the UK it was July 2007, so we got screwed over. Jackie was driving a 1998 Mercedes-Benz CLK. Ancient Egyptians have likely invented the flip-flop, which I think is basically a thong sandal. And Fox Searchlight Pictures was founded in 1994, and it was meant to be an independent arm of 20th Century Fox.
Excellent. Distributors only, by the way. So yes. We picked this before the resolution of the writer's strike, which is done now, so we can do any fucking film we want. Hey, we can. Cheers, lads.
And we will.
You get all the stuff you want. And we're going to start getting our friends back on for guest spots, which we've been putting them off for ages, and we kind of use that as an excuse. Sorry, Stig. But
we've hardly seen each other as well. I feel as if it was just like... Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Speedos John, wrote the very first scene, 1914 in Sydney, Australia, famous for its swimming trunks, has headquarters in Nottingham. Hey! The symbol, of course, John, you know very well, but what you didn't know is it's meant to be a boomerang.
Is it really?
Yeah, which it fucking isn't.
It looks like the White Arrow pit for the blue White Arrow trucks, remember, years ago? With the,
oh, yeah.
Used to send you the... Your catalogue stuff?
Yeah. Remember catalogues? hunting rabbits. Rabbit is a game species. Shooting is considered an important control method in Spain. Rabbit hunting periods regulated by the Spanish government have not changed since 1902. Shooting is permitted October to December inclusive.
Man.
So sometimes it's duck season, sometimes it's rabbit season.
Sometimes it's duck, sometimes it's run.
He says he's hungry. He says he's Lee Marvin, which I've never heard. I've always said Hank Marvin.
Hank Marvin, aye.
Yeah, Hank Marvin, of course, guitarist with the Shadows. But yeah. Lee Marvin, famous US actor who won an Academy Award for his role as Cat Ballou. And, of course, John was born under a wandering star.
Like the Ola.
And I think that's your lot. Yeah, that's everything. How do you think we got on while I top them up?
Oh, God. 72.
Higher.
74.
Higher.
92.
Higher.
What? 99.
For the second week on the fucking trot.
Mate, you've got to be kidding me on. Are you kidding
Jesus
me on?
Jesus Christ!
That's so fucking frustrating, by the way.
Jesus, we have got... I I'm not kidding, mate. I have got nothing more here. It is 99.
Maybe we should change the show to One More Thing We Need to Learn.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you hadn't have fucking fucked it on the quiz...
Oh, what? Blame me?
Just saying is all. Yeah, no fucking clitoris award for you.
Obvious.
fantastic. Right, okay. Again, we did say if you give us a quid, we will give you a shout-out every episode. And we're also going to be doing our spoopy season. We're going to get our patrons to pick all of the spoopy season episodes. So we might do 2, we might do 10. We don't know. We won't do 10. but we'll take all the spoopy season recommendations, we'll put them all together in a little fucking pot, and we'll create a couple of little votes, and people can vote for the films that they want. But yeah, so give us a quid at patreon.com/100things, and you will be allowed to vote in that coming very, very soon.
Have your say.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't have your fucking say if you don't pay.
Yep.
Right, people that are getting a shout out. It's been such a fucking long week. I've not written anything in particular. Jen Stewart, Rob Jones, Dale, Megan, and Ali, who, by the way, I saw at Pride recently, which was really nice. They gave me some lovely badges and we got some photos. It was good. Maria and Ian of Cult Connections and Bantha Liberation Front. podcast. Paul Parks, SP Film Viewers. It was Sophie's birthday the other week, so they're going to be talking about films I don't want to hear about. Sorry, guys.
It's Sophie's choice, though.
So, literally. Ian McComish, Emily Vint, Nigel Davis, who's made us some lovely bits and pieces. Dan Belson and Gavin Belson of the Be There With Belson podcast. Joe Higgins of Hallmark of Greatness. We did some really bad Robin Hood film this week. Beyond Sherwood Forest on their podcast. It was terrible. So that's Hallmark of Greatness, by the way. What the Fuck Do You Want? Deadbeat Punk. Biggie and... Stig, who is going to be on very, very soon, as well as Gadget from the Modern Escapism podcast, Gavin McGill, Rachel Plant, who is my lovely, beautiful, fantastic, talented, funny wife, who actually writes most of the gags for this, but I don't need to give her a shout out. Josh Wilson, super familiar with the Wilsons. I'm going to be on their podcast next week, I think, which will be nice to have a catch up with them again. And I'm pretty sure I haven't missed anybody. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's everybody, he says, going through the list. Yeah, so thank you very much, listeners, for your money. We do appreciate it. It's good. It is helping us at the minute. I know it's just sitting in a fucking savings account, but it's until we can put some kind of stuff together. Oh, James Allen. I missed James Allen off the list. James, reach out to us because we've got some bits and pieces that we want to send you. Find a way to reach out to us or get your sister to get in touch with us. We've got some bits and pieces that we want to send you, give you a bit of a smile. Right, that's it. That's the fucking podcast. East, John and Planty. This is
goodbye
stuff. See ya. No, John, say some nice things to the lovely people.
Well, I am finally getting hold of Punk, so we're going to do something. So,
oh, fucking hell, it's about time.
It's about time, so I'll tell you some of the ideas. He's asked me for a couple of subjects, so I'll tell you.
Oh, wow. I'm so excited.
We're going to do a couple. He wants one in the bank, so I'm looking forward to it.
I bet he fucking wants one. He loves you. He's always in the fucking bank while
I've
he's talking
said
about
was
you.
By the way, I'm just glad I'm married, because that's a whole part of my life. I'm
not kidding, mate. He's going to have the camera off, and he's going to be while you're fucking recording.
Now I look forward to that. So, yeah. Guys, God, a lot's been going on—the whole marriage thing, you moving. So, thankfully, now everything's going to start to settle down. So, we're going to get more shows on the go as opposed to sort of every couple of weeks. Hopefully,
yeah, absolutely. We're gonna get on it once I'm back off holiday in October.
Shit,
I know. Yeah, once that's out of the way, we'll figure it out.
And then we're back November.
And then you're coming down in November. Let's see if I can get I'll get a multi-directional mic, and we'll record.
We'll do it together.
We'll squeeze into the desk, and we'll record.
Get a double-ended one, and we'll do it together.
Oh, fuck off. Jesus. Right, that's it, done. Cut it off.
Goodbye.
He's John, I'm Planty, and this has been fucking painfully close to 100 things we've learned. 99 things from Sexy Beast, you fucking can't.
See you, fucker.